The long and winding road leads us here to the doorstep of the postseason. One win, a little bit of help away from ending 17 seasons of misery.
Allen steps up. Jumps over the defenders to pick up the first. Now, how many quarterbacks have you ever seen hurdle anyone?
He throws. Touchdown! Andre Reed for the touchdown! The Bills have scored!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You're listening to the Red, White and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with a special episode as we now discuss the NFL schedule release. This happened probably, about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and Alex is here to actually help me dissect. Alex, how's your holiday? You said you're supposed to be in Japan.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying sitting in my office right now, not being in Japan. This is fantastic, let me tell you. it is what it, I'm the kind of guy who can really kind of just go with the flow of things, so it is what it is. We have some NFL news to talk about. Obviously, the schedule. We're not gonna have a 3-hour show like ESPN did about it.
No.
I mean, Jesus Christ! I mean, way to just go overkill on that, you know?
Exactly. And I just couldn't even get to a point where I think we did last time we did this or did a season preview. I think nearly 2 hours long was it? Me and you doing it last year.
This one's gonna be a lot shorter. So,
let's get to it.
Let's just dive in. So, obviously the big news is the fact that we have 4 primetime games.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I don't know. The way I see it is, the league is looking favorably upon us. And let me tell you, it feels weird, and a little bit worrisome. Honestly, the first thing that came to mind was the fact that in the last few years, the league has picked like a darling team and they've completely flopped, like the Browns and the Bears in the last like 2 years. So, I don't know if that's the Buffalo pessimist in me, but, I'm not thinking it's going to be a curse because that's not a real thing, but, it's still. I like to be the underdog. I like to be in the shadow. And now the league's like, here, everyone, are the Buffalo Bills. And, a friend of mine in a group chat said a really interesting thing about it. Even when Allen is bad, he's pretty much must-see TV. Because the dude just is unpredictable and wild. And, so even in a loss, it'll be entertaining. And that's what the league wants. So that's kind of where we're at now.
Okay, so to you, were the games, obviously, that have now been selected as primetime games, the Chiefs, 49ers, Steelers, and Patriots, were there the teams you were thinking would be those type of games? If you hadn't known this, you know the schedule and the opponents without knowing who's playing who when, would they be the 4 teams that you think would have been the primetime
They're the ones that make the most sense. If there would have been another one, it probably would have been the Raiders, maybe. It's weird that they would pick us versus the Patriots because the Patriots are projected to be like, not like that tough team where like the Jets and the Dolphins are up and coming. I would say of all the teams that we have, those are the 4 teams that are the most marquee matchups. Seattle's a big name team, but we have nothing with them. Same thing with Arizona. They're a big up and coming team, but there's nothing there. The last time we played Tennessee, no one scores touchdowns in those games. So
I would, me personally, I would have kept the Chiefs, the 49ers and the Patriots. They're the big, obviously big draws. Mm-hmm. I would have minded seeing the Cardinals because you're seeing how they're built, and obviously you're going to have the not history as such, but you've got the intrigue between Hopkins, who went for, obviously got Cardinals fleeced the Texans for a second round against Diggs, who won the trade, got better off, and obviously the fact that the Cardinals are starting to motor a little bit more. They've got their quarterback, and it could be a good offense versus defense type battle in that game. That's one
even
game
then I'm... that could yeah. I mean, that could be a shootout too. You know, so a really interesting high scoring game. I mean, Sunday night games in week 5 through 16 are all subject to change. So the Steelers game could get flexed out, and we could get flexed into that Cardinals game. But usually they save that for like the December stuff, not the mid-November stuff. So
yeah,
I'm a little upset that both Monday night games are away games. That would have been nice to have that flipped a little bit. I mean, give us the home Patriots game, not the away Patriots game. You know, that kind of sucks.
Wait, so, yeah. I mean, I'm liking that obviously they got Chiefs and all that, but yeah, I thought they would at least swapped over at least with the home with the first November game for the Patriots, because it's your first look at the pretenders against the or even call New England the underdogs. But
yeah,
I think bye week is what week 11, so that's good in that sense that we can play in anything, and afterwards we've got that long stretch, and
gives us the ability to rest up for the home stretch there, which is a really important setup, because you know, December, one home game, three away games. So that's a good time to get rest and healed up. Another theme is late games. We're late game Raiders. We are late game Cardinals. The Broncos game is to be determined right now. But, I mean, we're looking at only 9 games are 6 p.m. our time. It should be easy to stay up for like the 4 o'clock Eastern games, but man, those 4 primetime games. What's your game plan there? Are you looking to stay up for all of those?
Depends on what job I'm in.
Yeah.
If I'm on like normal 9-to-5 job, when it comes to it, then probably be a day off day before. If I'm like on night shifts or anything like that, it may have to be recorded or somehow. Yeah. But it's interesting, and I also like how they've actually split the all the traveling to the West Coast. Like they've got.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be too difficult. Before the schedule came out, when we knew our opponents, we were a little bit worried that they're going to spend a lot of time on the West Coast. The way it breaks down, it's there's no prolonged homestand or, like we said, no long road trip. I mentioned the 3 road games in December. We have 2 back-to-back road games and only 1 back-to-back home game. So it's very spread out. It seems very even. But let's look at the matchups. Early season, first half of the season looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm actually liking it. I mean, the way they've kept it, and like last year, if we go week by week matchup, week 1 we've got Jets at home, and week 2 Dolphins away. Let's break this into 4s. So we do a quarter each and have a quick chat over it. So obviously week 1 home to the Jets, away to the Dolphins week 2, home to the Rams week 3, and away to the Raiders week 4.
So the only tough game there is the Rams potentially, and luckily it's home, so that all looks pretty good, right?
I don't know. I think you could probably put the Raiders possibly in there as a trip game, the banana skin.
I don't really believe in that. I do for certain teams, because I think it all comes down to the coach, the coaching staff. Like the way the team prepares, I trust and believe that this team will be, you know, like 100% the right headspace for every single game. And that comes down to the coaching staff.
So, because I'm just basing on the fact that since
if you want a trap game, it might be that Miami game, because early in the season, game plans aren't, you know, ironed out. You don't really know what you're going to expect from them. Same thing with the Jets. I mean, is Darnold going to come out hot? Is Miami going to come out and surprise? I mean, a lot of big additions on Miami. So there could be some – it's more those first two games than the last two for the first quarter of the season.
Well, I mean, if we go to Miami, I think with them, you're looking at the amount they've actually signed and bloody hell, the amount of draft picks they've actually got. Are they going to have enough time to actually to gel? And at the moment, we don't know what the preseason's going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, off-season training schedule is going to be really important. It favors a team like Buffalo, where we didn't really add too much. You know, just the chemistry between Allen and Diggs is going to be important. Hopefully they can maybe go down to like Georgia or Texas where they're going to lift the restrictions and they can just go practice down there the whole time. But yeah, I mean, OTAs is going to be weird. Training camp is going to be weird, especially for New York State. So maybe they move it out of state. You know, I think as of right now, the league is definitely planning on starting on time. They haven't said anything regardless of that. So it's definitely going to be an interesting offseason. But what do we got for the next four games?
Next four games, we've got away to Titans, week 5, primetime game with the at home to the Chiefs, week 6, away to the Jets, week 7, and home against the New England on in week 8. So another varied.
Yeah, thankfully the Chiefs are a home game. I definitely feel more comfortable about that. But man, their offense is just, you know, is just going to be scary still. So Titans, I think, going to be another defensive game there. We get the Jets done with in the first 8 games. And then the home game against the Pats. I think it's a little worrisome that we get the Pats in week 8 and not like in week like 1 or 2 because what if they add a quarterback by then and they're back? You know, but
and again, if they did that, then they would have gone out and gone for Dalton or gone for Cam Newton now beforehand. Because
maybe they're taking a tank year. It's very interesting to see what's going to happen there. At least by then, we'll know what our game plan is and what their game plan is. You know, you know who you are by week 8. So
yeah, I think the only one in there that really would give me any bother. Yes,
the Chiefs game.
Other than Chiefs game, yeah, is the Pats, because as you say, we don't know where they're gonna, where they're gonna be. I mean, at this point, if we go first,
what the Titans did in the playoffs, you know, I mean, their offense could be crazy weird again, you know. So,
yeah, but I mean, at that point, come week 8, you could be looking at the Bills having about 4 or 5 wins. On that schedule, from that 8, possibly 6 if you count, if you initially go for the Chiefs and Patriots as a.
I don't know, I'm being real weird with it. I'm seeing 7-1 in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see 6 or 7.
I mean, the only loss, definitive loss, I think I'll give to Kansas City. I think if you want to have a coin flip game, it might be the Rams and the Titans. And I think I'm burying the Patriots. I really want to. I've been looking forward to doing that for quite some time. And I think that's going to be a W.
Yeah. So let's go on. Let's carry on then. So week 9, we are home to the Seahawks. Week 10, the trip to the West Coast to face Arizona. Week 11 is our bye week. Then week 12, we come back from the bye week at home to the Chargers. And then primetime again away at San Francisco.
Yeah, so we're only getting one of the West Coast teams coming to us in the Rams. So we have and the Seahawks. No. Yeah, sorry. So Seahawks are weird, right? I mean... They have the aura of a good team, but will they be? Russell Wilson is fantastic, sure. Cardinals is going to be so the second half I'm definitely having more question marks. And honestly, I don't even though I picked them to win the Super Bowl last year, I don't like Garoppolo, so I think that we can maybe do something against them.
Yeah. So, I think
it definitely gets harder here. The second half is a little bit tougher. I have them overall like 5-3, 4-4. Here, I mean, best case scenario, 3-1, but absolutely can be 2-2.
Yeah, I think this if there's anywhere we're gonna split trip up or anything like that, it's gonna be in this stretch of four games, because the teams are, you will not know what you're gonna get. I mean, are you gonna get the high flying Cardinals with their new air raid system under Cliff Kingsbury? Are you gonna get the Chargers, who most likely will start Herbert? They may even start Tyrod, depending on how they feel in training camp.
By week 12, they're probably out of it. They're probably playing the rookie, you know.
And then week 13, which San Francisco are you gonna have turn up? You're gonna have the San Francisco that blew the lead in the Super Bowl, or the San Francisco that blew away the league in the regular season.
I mean, if we can force the Niners to throw the ball, then I think that puts us in a really good situation. It's just their defense is really good. They lost some pieces, so they might fall back down to earth. I mean, I don't see them as like a 13-3 kind of team anymore. But yeah, it's easier to predict the first half of the season because a lot of things change at the midway point. And especially here. It gets harder here. And then we move on.
Yeah, move on to the last week. It's week 14, home to the Steelers. Back-to-back away games. Week 15, away to the Broncos, which will be either Saturday or a Sunday game.
Yeah.
Week 16, away to the Patriots. And we end up at home to the Dolphins. Now,
so I don't know about you, but maybe it's because the move here has changed things for me, but Monday Night Football used to be a big deal, and now I could care less. For me, Sunday Night Football has taken top billing. So it's flipped this year. Now we're home against the Steelers and probably going to be a really big game. Or it could be flexed out, you know, depending on how things look. But it's interesting and exciting to have a late season home primetime game against an opponent who could be battling with us for playoff positioning.
Yeah. I think with that one, it's going to be interesting. I think you're looking at what Denver have done in that, in the draft, obviously where they got Judy, who have they took a lot of decent players.
Yeah. I mean, they went wide receiver heavy. They really liked their young kid in Locke. So, I mean, if that, there could be a possibility of that game getting flexed in as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be Saturday. That could be a Saturday game too. So if it's Saturday, it could be prime time. So the NFL has really set us up to be under the microscope at the end of the season.
Yeah,
with three prime time games in the second half of the season, late games, December. Three primetime games, so.
Yeah, I mean, even looking at that Dolphins game, you never know, that Dolphins game could end up being the clincher. The Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing in January, so that's new and weird as well.
So, but then that one could be a clincher, whether it be us to clinch the AFC, East,
mm-hmm.
or at very least clinched playoff berth, which should happen by
week 10. I mean, we have the new playoff format, so I think we're gonna get in, even if worst case we're 10-6, you know.
Yeah,
so
let's just quickly go through win or loss for the game. Let's get this record down of what you think is going to be, and then we can talk about it a little bit later on in the off season. So
way too early predictions. Let's go. All right.
Yeah. So week one, win.
Win against the Jets. Yes. Away, Dolphins, win.
Yep. Week three.
Home, Rams, win.
Week four, away to the Raiders.
Win.
Week five, away to the Titans.
Win.
Week 6, at home to the Chiefs.
Loss. Are you agreeing with me?
I'm agreeing on most of them. The Titans one, I'm a little bit iffy on, but that's going to be a win. I agree the Chiefs one is potentially going to be the loss in that zone.
On paper, we're better than all the other teams except for the Chiefs. So I think that, you know, we're really only going off of, you know, like, this is basically a Madden simulation here. So yeah. Who has the better overall? And right now we're on pace to be 5-1. So
yeah,
week 7 away Jets.
I've got that down as a win.
Yep.
And it's the Patriots one that I'm still a bit iffy about. I mean, on paper, yes, they've lost Brady, they've lost Gronk,
but they haven't lost the defense. So they've actually added to the defense. So. But we're home against a team that doesn't have a running back. I mean, that doesn't have a quarterback, so that has to be a win, right?
Yeah. So, okay.
You can have the best defense in the world, but if your quarterback sucks, then it is what it is. I mean.
So, early prediction then for the first 8 games, the Bills are 7-1. You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So, second half, week 9, at home to the Seahawks.
Win.
Away to the Cardinals.
Win.
Okay, that one I
differ. I think our defense stops their offense, and that's a close win.
I think different on that one. Okay. I think going over to Arizona, the travel, and just the what he's actually built and how they've improved quite a bit, and then you've got Murray, who is a Lamar Jackson type.
Yeah, I'm forgetting that they're rocking Hopkins. So
and they've added some decent weapons on there. Yeah. So for me personally, I've got the Seahawks, the win for the Seahawks. I've got the loss for the Cardinals one. But
yeah, I can kind of see that. It's too early to tell what they're going to be. I mean, their offense is stacked, but their defense is kind of suspect. So, based off of what they did last year, I'm putting that as a win.
That's fair enough. I mean, week 12, Chargers, home, win, yep. Away, 49ers. Yeah. I'd like to see us win that, but I see us in this stretch going 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go into the final stretch, at home to the Steelers.
Win.
Away to the Broncos.
I think you got to put some losses in here somewhere, and I think a good defense and an improved offense as an away game, I think this would be a loss just late in the season.
Patriots away.
We can't win there, so I'm going to say that's a loss.
And Dolphins home.
Win.
Okay, so I've got obviously two home games. I've got a win.
I'm 12-4.
Who have I got? I've got lost to the Chiefs thing. So at the moment, I'm got 3 losses. I think we're going to show up, Patriots. I think 12-4. I think that Denver game is going to be for me a loss. So I can see what they've actually earned, what they've built, the additions they've had. I think that we're potentially sweeping the Patriots this year. So I've got myself down then as 12-4 for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the way early predictions, it's got me at 12-4 and you were
12-4, just different losses. Yeah.
So we will review. We'll review this again later on in the off season. Maybe
pretty much when we know what's going to actually happen to the season.
We'll do it like say August. So we get the preseason during the preseason. We then know how the teams are going to do. Maybe just before the season starts, we'll jump in and actually do it because then we know what the form is or we know what they can actually do. So if we pencil in sometime beginning of September to actually do a full one, and we'll see how that varies from our way early one.
Yeah, I think the game plan is just like last off season. We'll get the a representative from the other teams to come on and talk about the matchups, 53-man roster prediction, and then we'll just kind of do a final season preview right before, right?
Yep. All right. Hopefully, with that, we'll get We'll hopefully try and get a few guests. We're working on getting a few guests on the show as well. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just keep looking out on Twitter, on social media and all that, because we're hopefully going to introduce a load of different stuff for the fan group. It's where we're working hard behind the scenes on that, and continue listening to us. I mean, subscribing, leaving a review, following us on all social media platforms. Is there anything else you want
to
add?
Not like anybody else has anything to do right now, you know?
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I'm going to go back to doing nothing. It's been real fun.
So on that bombshell, quoting Jeremy Clarkson, it is keep reviewing, listening, and subscribing, following us on social media. And for me and Alex, it's good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Thank you for listening, and go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us. Yeah, not us.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No. Huh? That's who we are. Bills on three. One, two, three.